From the newsroom, I'm Lou Hebert with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. It could have been altitude sickness or it could have been severe storm conditions. Nobody's quite sure why a man fell to his death trying to climb Mount Whitney on Tuesday. Indio County Sheriff's Office says Eric Gebfert, 50, had planned a five-day, four-night trip into the backcountry. His wife, though, notified the sheriff when she stopped hearing from her husband. Then 2 days later, searchers using an avalanche probe found his body buried under deep snow. Not the first time somebody has died by Whitney's lure and will not be the last. The deep snow is starting to pile up now in the Sierra Nevada, first in the predicted series of rain and snow-laden storms arriving yesterday. That storm is moving a little more slowly than expected, could alter some of the original forecast plans. That stormy weather is expected to extend through the holiday weekend, dropping a lot of heavy snow in the Sierra Nevada and rain elsewhere. Oh, in Modoc County, some of the kids in school now exchanging explicit sex photos and videos of themselves with other students. The district attorney there, Cynthia Campbell, telling the kids in a memo, knock it off. This behavior could lead to charges of child porn distribution. There's a new requirement for California healthcare workers. They have to get a booster shot of the COVID vaccine if they want to keep their jobs. Governor Gavin Newsom vows to get ahead of this new Omicron variant, now making its presence known in the state. Newsom says hospitals need to be prepared for this new wave of COVID that's going to wash over us very soon. Up next, Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. After public complaints about the city of Eureka's plans to turn a bunch of city-owned parking lots into low-income housing, staff's proposing to remove three of the parking lots at 4th and G Streets, 5th and H, and 5th and K from the plan. According to Lost Coast Outpost, they would be exchanged for four parcels near Winco. Fortuna City Council unanimously voting to adopt an ordinance that will criminalize almost all forms of camping throughout the city. It would go into effect 30 days after its passage by council. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.